Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on the Real Momentum.
Yeah, the thing that concerns me about that younger generation is that we're not ready for that. The local church in America, by and large, is not ready for those young men that are hungry. You know, we don't even have a plan or strategy for the men that are currently coming. So if
that's right,
God were to send a young man to our church, let's say a young man comes to Vacation Bible School this summer, does he have a shot to be a godly man because he attended your Vacation Bible School? What's the plan?
Yeah.
How are you going to grow him and develop him? He's coming from a broken home. Dad's not around. He's trying to figure out life. Most of his influence, if he goes to school or in other areas, are being influenced by women. He hasn't seen a model. So if the local church in America, the churches that we're connected to and we try to invest in, do not have a plan, you can rest assured somebody else does, and they're going to do what they can to shape his worldview, to affect his life and family, and all that he does in making decisions. And I just think, I think we have a huge opportunity and blessing and opportunity to make a difference. And when you think about faithfulness, the beginning of that word faithfulness is faith.
Yeah.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Mm. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, or the things not seen, the evidence of things hoped for. So I don't see him as a godly man. I don't see godly men around. Well, it requires faith and to begin the process. And that's from the pastor that's trying to think about how am I going to invest in men or develop men.
Yeah.
It's a faith issue. A lot of us think we can't do that, or we've never done it before, or it's too hard or too complex. It is a faith issue.
That's right. And,
the Bible even describes, an unbelieving heart is evil before God. And so I think the test of what we do and at the core of who we are as men is faith. And unless we have that acted upon and obeyed in terms of what he's called us to do, we're still going to struggle with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a privilege. I mean, what a great opportunity. What huge impact we could see in this area of just our faith in God and what he can do in our lives and what he can do in our families, what he can do in our churches. I don't think we give him the God factor he deserves. A lot of times what we're doing, we're edging him out rather than exalting him. And so, everybody misses out. I mean, communities miss out, generations miss out. The school system misses out because we let the government determine what we say or not say as teachers, and we're too scared that the government's going to censor us or whatever, or we're going to lose our job. Man, I don't see that in Daniel's life. I don't see that in Nehemiah's life. I don't see that in these kingdom-moving men. I don't see that.
No. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we're reaping what we've sowed in churches for so long, where we've created this mentality where you just come and sit and soak. And statistically, you can check this out, that the people who are likely to stay in any church are those people that serve and those people that are being poured into. They're involved in a small group, a Sunday school, whatever. Yeah. And so how about we just start with the listeners on, if this is God's will for us, that we should know him and make him known, that we should make disciples. It's not that our prayer, I don't think, should be, Lord, if you want me to disciple a younger guy or be discipled by an older man, then let me know. God, in Titus 2 says that, the Great Commission says that. So how about we just do what Jesus did? He prayed for these men. He prayed before he chose the 12. And maybe our listeners should just, Lord, who do you want me to pour into? Like, who can I disciple and raise up as well? And I think what we are seeing is Justin, you said the self-help centers. We have seen the frustration around us, and some of it's our own fault of the lack of discipleship and lack of men being faithful. It's an interesting verse that I want. You said some good things about this verse before we started recording, Keith. I want to get some more of your thoughts on it. Proverbs 25:19. And I think this highlights some of the frustrations and pains that we see in lack of faithful men. It says, like a broken tooth or a foot at a joint is confidence in a faithless man in time of trouble. So talk more about that. Maybe some of the pains that we see are in and around us. You mentioned in churches and ball fields and churches because of a faithless man.
Well, I mean, the thing that gets my attention, having had two molars pulling out because of cracked teeth, I mean, it's the last, you know, since the beginning of the year, it's been painful. I mean, I couldn't even remember when I had something I was eating, like I think it was a bone fragment out of a hamburger that I bit down on it, and it cracked my tooth, and it drove me to my knees, man. I got sick to my stomach, and so there's a lot of pain there.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you connect it, as scripture says, confidence in an unfaithful man's like in time of trouble is like a broken tooth or a foot out of joint. I mean, that there's pain involved there. There was an anticipation of faithfulness and, you know, leadership and guidance and direction, you know, an anticipation of you're walking with God, you're being led by the Spirit, you're being faithful to the Word and all that. So when a wife maybe turns to a man who's not that person or that husband, and then a child who needs a dad that would speak into and give wisdom and counsel and conversations that they deal with at school or that they're dealing with their own personal life and some anxiety issues or struggles that they may have, and he kind of passes it off to somebody else or doesn't take his authority seriously, so he's not able to speak into and shepherd and tend to and take care of number one his wife or number two his children, and that creates a lot of pain. She may go to somebody else or he may go to somebody else and seek counsel, and so it may be totally error that she gets, or, you know, and just the tragic thing plays out over time. And, you know, when you got a foot out of joint, you can't take a step. You're just going to stay where you are. And, you know, that's not good. So,
no.
And I think even in pastoral ministry, the churches I've pastored, obviously there were great men that were faithful men, but there were times that we went through, you know, I think seasons of ministry that we needed to go through, but, you know, reaching for faithful, godly men, but they were not there. And so the church couldn't transition, which I think affects the community. It loses the light. The gospel, you know, unfaithfulness undermines the gospel. I mean, Jesus is totally faithful. He's faithful to the church. He's faithful to me. He's faithful to, you know, the Father. Everywhere you look at Christ, he is a faithful man. And for us to be as leaders in the church, I think that's what we're called to. And there's a lot of pain when there's men who are supposed to be in roles of leadership and privilege and authority to shepherd God's people, and they're not faithful. It causes a lot of trouble, a lot of chaos, and nobody wants to live in that, but somehow we settle for that.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the worst implications from that is I think it becomes a generational curse that gets passed down, right? You know, if it's not dealt with, you know, if I'm a person that's unfaithful, undependable, you know, I'm gonna pass that trait down to my kids, whether I want to admit that or not. You know, nobody wants to admit that, but it can become that generational curse that gets passed down, and so there has to be this intentional switch. I'm trying to remember the proverb. I think it's Proverbs 19:19 that says, you know, that a friend is born for adversity.
Right.
That doesn't happen without intentionality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of Exodus 17, where the Bible says that Moses' hands became steady. Well, Aaron's on one side, Hur's on the other side. And the way he got steady was there were some men around him that helped him. And that word steady means to become faithful again. So he couldn't stand any longer. He's got, you know, they put a stone under him and he can't stand any longer, but he's still trying to get his arms up. They help him get his arms up and they grab a hold of him and he gets his arms up. And the word steady, his hands were steady until the going down of the sun, the scripture says. That means he was faithful. He was in the place he needed to be. And we all need help to be faithful. And, you know, that's why God gives us a helpmeet, the wife. And that's why God gives us the Holy Spirit who helps us and guides us and directs us. That's why God gives us a church who is to equip us and encourage us, help us discover our gifts and walk in trueness and life. And I think, you know, a lot of times we don't see this, but, you know, when I was thinking about going back to Moses, faithful men who are faithful and responsible in character, you know, are steady in the presence in times of chaos. And so, you know, when a man of God stands up and leads with his faithfulness and relationship to God and other areas of responsibility and leadership, there's a difference that's made. And, you know, I think that's what the culture is crying out for, maybe not even recognizing that. Even the local church is crying out for, give us a faithful man of God, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's just the age I'm in where I've been thinking really heavily about ending well. Finishing well, and what does Jesus going to say to us when we stand before him? Either depart from me or what? Well done, thy what? Good and faithful servant.
Amen.
And I think we're in a day and age of social media, of tech. If a pastor fails or falls, or if a man of God fails or falls, you're going to hear about it. And it's humbling from a sense, because I don't take that prideful. I mean, you know, what does Galatians 6:1 say? If anybody, you know, is overtaken in trespass, you are to restore him in a state of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you be tempted. I don't look at that and say, there's no way I would ever do that. You know, I think there's a couple guys in the Bible that said, I will never do this. Right. And winded up doing something. And I look at that in the sense of fear, but also in a sense of like, but the grace of God, so do I. And Molly and I, my wife and I, we were walking yesterday, and she was telling me about a pastor that had, you know, kind of fallen from grace. And I was joking with Keith before the podcast that I usually get in trouble for what other men do. You know, you better never do that. And I just thought about this ending well and being faithful. And I prayed about it this morning. And you're right, Keith, like nobody has set that model better than us in Jesus. So again, it just so happened in my daily quiet time, I was in John 17 today. And here's what he says in John 17. He says, I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work that you have given me to do. You're talking about faithful and finishing well. And
if you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.